We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night, a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Ground control to Major Tom.
And welcome to our
Ground control to Major Tom.
First show of January 2021. Hello, everybody. This is Linda Bott, and we are
Ground control to Major Tom.
That's it. We're right here at KCNR. Linda Bott here. Good, glad to have you with me tonight. We are live. This is not a pre-recorded show. And what do I do when I am trying to figure out where am I going? I call Sandra Jennings and ask her to be my guest tonight. And Jared, thanks. Good show, buddy. Jared's our producer tonight. So with me tonight is our famous astrologer, Sandra Jennings. Hello.
Hello. What a pleasure to be here. Thank you for asking me to be on the air with you, spend this lovely hour with you and the people listening this evening.
So, you know what I heard you say, but I think what I wanted to hear, and I think both of us are asking and basking. We're asking each other and we're basking in each other.
Well, it's so such a pleasure to share your energy because you're positive and you're outgoing, and we all need that. I need that right now because I pick up a lot from what the people around me, what they feel and what they say. And a lot of people are confused in this country and around me, my friends, and it's like they don't understand what is going on. Their reality is being challenged.
So this is one of the reasons. We had several reasons because if you believe in the alignment of planets or the alignment of stars, but first of all, let me get back. I have to say, okay, this is North State Now. You're listening live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And I want to do a shout-out to my sponsors because in order to do these shows, and, of course, we know on the second Thursday we have Michelle Slade who does the heroes. So we tried to – last year we launched this magazine-formatted Thursday night shows. And so you heard on the commercial before we went live with our show that Women of Vision have moved from Tuesday nights, and they will now take the fourth Thursday of the month slot. That's new in the lineup. And, of course, we have Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, and Enjoy Everything with Rhonda Ball and James Rhonda Ball Alvey and James Masada. But right now, so I want to thank Shasta Regional Medical Center, Tobacco and Brew, Country Kitchen, and Four Winds Jewelry. These sponsors have been with us. We celebrated 11 years on the air. I can't even believe it. 2 years is 96.5 FM. And it's because of these sponsors. Now, there's a lot of people who've been through how many elections now since we've been on the air? Local, and of course, our country. And, I don't know if it's just because I'm older or I've experienced just a crazy year like many people. I had health issues, but I'm much better now. We had a president-elect an election going on. We've had COVID. There's been so much despair, it feels like. The ground control, I thought that was so apropos, has been shifting underneath us like quicksand, like I hurry up and move over here because I need solid ground. And so Sandra is really great in explaining what is going on with our planetary alignments and what is going on with the readings of now and what's, she was on like a month and a half ago, I think, before the new year. This is the first show of the year. But anyway, so you're saying you're experiencing the same thing with your friends and people around you, and plus your clients. People call you to say, gee, what's happening? I need something outside of my religion, or I need something outside of my family. I need something that's going to help me get some clarity.
Yeah, because people feel that there's an uncertainty and a confusion that is that's widely felt, and they don't feel like they really know what the truth is, that there's something going on that's very powerful and it's happening fast. But they are not sure if that they're being told the truth by their newscasters or by their politicians. And they need direction that is real and makes sense. And by looking at the positions of the planets and the sun and the moon, we do get the natural schedule of events. And, you know, everything, our entire cosmos is united. What happens in the heavens is mirrored down below on the earth. And so when we look above and look at certain planets that represent society, we can get a better idea of the truth of where society is headed and who is really in control and what they're using as a machine for control. And recently these society planets have moved from Earth, the element of Earth, into the element of air. And they're going to meet and be working with this element of air, which has to do with, of course, microwaves through the air, radio waves through the air itself, the messages that travel through the air. And these planets that represent how we network in society and how we build things to feel stable over long periods of time, things that are supportive. Those planets have been in Earth signs where people know they can work hard and they can buy things they need and have ownership, and that, you know, they can depend upon those. And it seems like the things that people have been depending on aren't there anymore. They're losing control of that, and the control is going to some other nebulous somebody that we don't even know who for sure they are, and it's upsetting. So they ask me, you know, please, can you explain what's happening in society? Can you explain what's happening now? Like, as you know, every time this country has an election, there's a shakeup. And there's a change, and people want to keep their jobs that are in politics or in government positions. So there's always kind of a switch, and, well, everybody wants to get on the winner's side. So, but unfortunately, a lot of people feel like they're not being represented by these winners, and they're not being heard, and they feel a sense of loss. And yeah, they're in quicksand or they're in free fall. And so, what do they have? What do people have when they don't feel supported? They have their voice and they speak out. So I'm expecting that in the next month there are going to be a lot of people speaking out with angry voices saying, you haven't been listening to me. And please pay attention. Please pay attention. And then soon there won't be a please. There's going to be a pay attention. You're not taking care of me. I'm not being represented. And there's a sense of fear, and that there's things that have been depended upon are dissolving. Now, some people feel just fine. Some people don't. And it's a sense of this polarity in society. That's what's so painful, because there many people feel everything is fine. It's never been better. My party's in. My job's secure. And then there are others who say, well, I'm not considered an important person right now. I don't have a necessary job. Wait a minute. How could I not be a necessary person? That's not fair. So Americans like to speak out. They can't stay quiet for very long. And they've been having to stay inside their homes and not be out because of the COVID scariness.
Exactly. Couple that with COVID and then now new strains. And when you, I know that in the morning when I'm on the morning show, I will search or peruse at least 7 or 8 different web news programs.
Yep.
Outlets.
Yes.
And it's so toxic and dark I tell Carl, like, can you find anything in these headlines? Do you open up and see the article or read the article? Where is one little tidbit in there? And let's say, Breitbart. You open up Breitbart. Mm-hmm. I look at Huffington. I look at USA. I look at World Headlines. I look at CNN. I look at Reuters. I look at, I try to do them all. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to find something that is beautiful. I love it when there's like a discovery of archaeology.
Yes.
I like to talk about that. Or maybe, you know, a new species that's been discovered. Those are interesting things on our planet. But other than that, there's so much doom and gloom. And I got to take a break. And I want us to get, Sandra, is there any, do we, after this month, and we know that we're going to have a month of more anger, where are we going to go after that? So just hold that thought. We're going to be right back here. This is live. We are North State Now, and we're here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Raven
Welcome back. We're live here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott, and we are listening to North State Now. 6:19 on the 7th of January, and I'm here with the one and only Sandra Jennings, our astrologer. You can find her on Facebook, by the way, where you can give her a shout-out on an email. I'm going to give you her email because I think that she's a little bit like a therapist in many ways. And we all know that we have a birth sign and a time and a chart. And I love her to come on, and I'm so grateful she's here tonight to really kind of discuss in this first part of the program about what's going on in our country. So welcome back, Sandra Jennings.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. And I know we were talking about that there is a lot of angry, unhappy energy that we're all perceiving. It's because our world is going through a major change. It's a transformation, and we're vibrating into a higher level. And there are some people that want to hold on to the way things were, and they're holding on with a death grip. And the rest of us are going, wait a minute, you know, I don't want to be involved in all this negativity. And I have opinions too, but they're not so important to me that I'm going to fight about them or going to want to get in arguments with people. So I like to remind people that we all have choices, and we can choose how we want to behave or how we want to feel. And that when we see this kind of confusion and negativity around us, that we can choose to be grateful for what we have that is working, for what we have that makes us happy, what inspires us, and the people that are around us that support us, that we love, that we care about, our family, our friends, and
people who nourish.
People who nourish and care for us, and that we can care for and that care about us.
So the word that's come up for me the last couple of days is about there's a couple of situations, and then I have to ask myself, and I'm saying this to you, Sandra, because we have a listening audience, and that if you have felt disrespected for something or an action towards you or something, have you disrespected yourself?
Oh, that's quite a question.
So that just is coming up for me, because I found myself twice today in different conversations saying that made me I felt disrespected. And I thought, didn't I just say that earlier? So then, coming back again, not to be redundant, is that, well, have I disrespected?
Respect comes from inside of you. And if you love yourself and you try to be honest and be dependable and responsible, be a good person and a good friend, then it's a glow. It's an emanation that comes out of you. People can feel it. They know you consider them. You consider what's right, what's best, and try to be a person that works toward cooperation instead of dissension. And I think that's how you get respect. People that get respect from screaming and shouting and doing damaging things, they get attention, but they don't get respect.
Interesting. So we have a lot of screaming and yelling going on in America.
Yes.
Right now. I mean, we saw it happen in the last couple of days. So is this, you had come on before, here I'm asking a question with the statement at the same time, a while back, and you talked about three planets. I talked about this on New Year's Eve with some women that were talking about how crazy the last year was, and then you talked about Mars, Venus, and Pluto.
Specifically, I talk about, right now, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto.
Okay.
Because Jupiter and Saturn are the giant planets of the solar system, and they represent society. They in charts in our lives. And Jupiter, as the largest planet of the solar system, represents how we expand in society, how we network, how we reach out to other people and widen our horizons, and how we learn what's out there that we haven't experienced yet that excites us and helps us to feel energized and inspired. And Saturn is the planet with the rings. That's the rings that represent closure and structure and stability and holding on and holding tight and crystallizing, and represents in society the things that we work on over long periods of time, that like institutions in society that are going to be supportive for us and that make us feel stable. And those two planets have been together most of last year and working, also traveling with the third planet, Pluto. Pluto is the, in mythology, is the god of death and rebirth and the underworld. So when those three get together, Pluto's very intense effect is to kill the old way and give birth to something completely new, something totally transformed. And that's what's been going on this last year while those three planets travel together. Things in society have been broken down, and there is a breakthrough coming. It's coming soon, but last year was the year of things breaking down. We haven't had the breakthroughs yet. There are still some more shakeups to come, and people feel this. That, you know, let's face it, we all like to feel stable and secure. That keeps human beings warm and fuzzy and happy.
Mm-hmm.
And when we see our social institutions in disarray and feel that you can't depend on them to do what they've been telling us for years they're going to be there for us, to take care of us and to do for us, then it's upsetting. And when people feel that their government doesn't recognize them, doesn't care about them, and we've seen a lot of that over the last year, different parts of society saying, you aren't seeing me, you aren't hearing me, I'm going to tell you, I'm here, I'm valid, I'm a person. And that's, we're going to see a lot more of that in this next month. And because the social planets are at a 90-degree configuration with Mars and with Uranus, those are very explosive planets, and that 90-degree configuration is like hitting a wall. And you can't go forward anymore. You have to make a decision. I gotta make up my mind. Do I go this way? Do I go that way? Which way am I gonna go? And some people don't know what to do. So they just go wild.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm gonna see, we're gonna be seeing that. We're gonna be seeing that in public behavior. But that's why it's important for us to try to be calm and quiet within.
Okay.
Don't get caught up in
right.
that kind of riotous behavior, because it's contagious.
Yes.
And it's like a wavelength that can, you know, and
right.
that you can absorb, and it can take over, almost hypnotize you. You
right.
want to keep calm.
And
keep
it also,
cool.
I think it can create illness.
It can create illness, and it's like a mob mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's destructive. And so, you know, like I said, we have to make choices. Choose not to get involved. Choose not to be so impulsive. Choose to watch your words before you say them.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to say things that are going to be guaranteed to make somebody else crazy. And ask questions. Wait a minute, I don't understand your point of view. Why are you saying this?
Right. Well, it'd be like somebody in traffic and all of a sudden decides to veer to the right because they're just ticked off, you know. And you look at how that the chain reaction of that.
Sure, there's certain agreements we have almost unspoken in society so that we can all live with each other and feel that we have respect for each other,
mm-hmm.
and that we have a place that's ours, that it's sacred. It's
sacred space.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should consider when you say, yeah. And not everybody's going to think the same. What kind of world would we live in if everybody thought the same?
It would be boring.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be boring. I mean, there are certain things, like I said, there are certain conventions in society that we have agreed upon in the centuries in the past. And many of those conventions are changing. And it's uncomfortable. Change is uncomfortable.
What do you do? And then we've got a whole other half hour. If you have a question, I mean, I would encourage you to give a call tonight, 605-4567. And I'm sure Sandra wouldn't mind veering off, because the next half hour I'm going to ask her some questions I think you're going to want to tune in for. But what do you do after you've had a sitting with somebody and you've gone over their chart and they've been at a place of maybe of unrest or the closure or the beginning or the end of whatever it may be in their lives, then you're carrying that juju, whatever you want to call it. What do you do to protect yourself?
I want to keep in touch with the helpful spirits that I feel are around me and guiding me, ancestors and guardians and angels. And I pay attention to how I feel, and I let negative emotions wash through me, and I let them, and I give them to the earth. I give them to Pachamama. I give them to the great goddess, and let her eat that negative energy. And then I try to get back in touch with myself, who I am, and what's important to me. And that's being of service to humanity and giving people hope and understanding of what the future brings that isn't frightening.
That's great. That's great. All right, Sandra Jennings is my guest. I am Linda Bott, and I am here live tonight in the station. Jared at the helm. It's the 7th of January, 2021, the first month of the year. So stick with us, and we'll be right back. I can't wait for this next half hour. Stay tuned.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Who did this?
Diana Ross and
the
Supremes.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, my gosh. Wait, when are we? Era, year 60?
60.
Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome back to our show. Of course, we're going through some of these wonderful astrology songs. And I am here with the one and only Sandra Jennings. In fact, on the morning show, we're going to start having Sandra. It's my guilty pleasure, folks, because I can have her come on once a month. And we'll either be a 15 or a 30-minute segment about what's happening, because you can do a forecast for the month.
I can. I do it regularly. I do it with a group that meets twice a month, and I explain what's going on in the heavens. I like to time these readings that I do to the moon, because the moon is the closest heavenly body to the earth, and it is our timekeeper. And right now I'm looking at the new moon, the Capricorn new moon, which is going to be next Tuesday on the 12th. And the condition of that chart at that moment, when the sun and the moon are at the same sign, same degree, same minute, is like the birth chart for the next month. So I can predict certain things that are going to be, that I expect will occur in the course of the next month, what the themes are going to be that we are going to perceive. And what we're going to perceive, since it's Capricorn, it's an earth sign, and it's the sun and the moon are in this sign that represents being grounded, because it's an earth sign, and feeling connected to our world, and feeling empowered, because they are conjunct or right next to the planet Pluto in the sky. If we were going to be able to have a view of where those planets were with no atmosphere, we could see Pluto back there. And Pluto brings a lot. It's a recognition of power, where the power is. And for us, the power is in realizing that we're living on the earth. We can be grounded with the earth. We can feel the earth beneath us. And it can give us a feeling of security and peacefulness and serenity, knowing I'm alive, I'm here, I'm in the moment. I am feeling that sacred space. And I'm all right. I'm all right within myself. I'm at peace. And that's what is needed. We need to cultivate for this next month, because there are things that are going on outside of us that could be confusing or could be violent or could not be logical to us.
Right.
I know this is not right, but why are people doing it?
Right.
So it's important for us individually to feel grounded. And these society planets that I spoke about earlier, Jupiter and Saturn, they've changed signs. They're not in Capricorn anymore. They went into an air sign, Aquarius. Mm. And that could mean we're in the age of Aquarius now. And so there is a very strong dependence on technology. And technology can be hypnotic. It can take over your conscious awareness like a magical spell. Yeah, where you can't. You're obsessed by it.
Right.
You can't separate yourself from it. So this next month is a good time to remember what I said earlier. We have choices. Choose not to be possessed by something that is as ephemeral as a Facebook page. And be aware of what your life is that's real, that you can touch, feel, smell,
right,
taste. And and bask in it.
Yeah, I like to walk. That is why I like to walk barefoot a lot. And even when it's cold out, I like to walk into the grass barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so when I think about 4 or 5 years ago, through my friend Nancy Sutton Pierce, I think that's how I came to know you. And I think it was about 5 years ago or something, I said, oh, why not? And for my birthday, we did a chart. And usually when people go, well, what does that mean? I want you to kind of explain what that means when somebody comes to you and says, okay, I was born at this at this time. It's usually your birth certificate will say.
Yes.
It's the best source.
It's the best source.
Not a case you were born in a coal camp. You know, you don't know what, just around, maybe around this week.
An orphan doesn't always know. There are lots of people that don't know the exact birth statistics.
Right.
There's a type of astrology that can give people astrological guidance called horary astrology that I use, I like to make use of, where people have questions about their lives. I can't go to their birth chart or their solar return, their yearly chart. So they ask me a question they need an answer to. I draw a chart up for that moment that I hear the question. I do a diagnosis. I analyze the chart, and the chart will answer their question.
So when you talk about a solar, because before you came on tonight, you went, oh, what were you doing on your birthday last year? And I said, okay, I was in an MRI, having an MRI with the, I don't know what it's called, the stuff they stick in your veins in order to see, you know, whatever it is, to see, you know, what's growing and if you have anything or whatever. So you said, that's what you did for your birthday? And I said, yes. And then we came home. And I poured myself a glass of champagne. Carl made a wonderful dinner, and we played Scrabble. That's, I can remember.
Comforting. That's comforting.
And I found out that, you know, that I was cancer-free.
And so, that's comforting beyond anything else.
Yes, that's worth a glass or two of champagne.
Whoa, yeah.
So when you said when your solar year, so why do you have to go back what you did on your birthday in order to kind of project where you look at maybe where the planets are in alignment to figure out where this year's coming?
That moment of birth, that's your, we've talked about your sacred self, your sacred time. You own that moment. You own that moment at that place on Earth. And your birth chart triangulates through time and space to that position. And you can measure the actual emanations of the sun, the moon, and the planets, and what relationships they make to each other, how they blend or they don't blend, and how that affects your physical body, your DNA. People can look at a chart and know everything about your personality, the people that you can relate to best, your to a certain extent, that your health, your mental fitness, your peace of mind, how you respond emotionally, how you fit into society, what your professional persona is as opposed to the person that the person at your facade to your friends. So chart will be an indicator of all of that, but that's your jumping off place, is that exact moment when you were born. And when I'm going to look forward into someone's life, I bounce forward from that fixed place. And that's why I need to know what it is, because I can't time travel and go into the future to predict what's going to happen at someone's life unless I've got a secure place that I'm leaving from. And so when I do a yearly chart, I look to someone's birthday, and then I find the sun, and I'll work the chart until the sun is in the same sign, the same degree, and the same minute that it was at the time they were born. Sometimes it's not on their birthday. Sometimes it's the day before. But that's like me doing a birth chart for the next year of their life, and it will tell me the themes that they are going to experience during that year.
So can you mind sharing with our audience what the themes are for my solar year?
Well, I don't mind. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind.
All right. Now, since your birthday is in May, the chart that I did had to start from May of last year and will cover the rest of the months in 2020 and the first months of 2021 until May. And what it shows me is that I look at the chart and I look at the directions, east and west, north and south. And when the horizon line is east and west on a chart, and it cuts the chart in two horizontally. And there's no planets above in your chart. They're all below the horizon. And the below the horizon in chart is your private life, and above the horizon line in your chart is your public life.
Wow.
So for many of us, this has been a year when we've been feeling like we were behind bars. We're stuck at home. We can't get out, and we don't have a public life unless we're calling on the phone or doing Zoom or doing something involving technology. So, but we do that from home or from our secure position.
Right.
And this is like a home for you. You're at home here.
Well, you know, I'll just share, because we only have a minute left in this segment, is that Carl said, what do you, you know, because our anniversary is the first of the year. And we, and he said, we, and I said, really, what I want to accomplish this year is I don't see myself planning a big show. I mean, every year of my life from the time I was 15 on was some kind of big show, performance, mm-hmm. concert, album, release. And I said, I really want to work on grounding and my, which is so apropos with what we're talking about, and my health and breathing in and getting deeper into that knowledge and cleaning my house and fixing my house and crossing the T's and dotting the I's. And I know that you talked to me about this on my birthday 4 or 5 years ago, which is really apparent for me right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, at this moment and this year, you're looking at your life and you're going, what is essential to me and what do I no longer need to depend on? And there are things that you're purging from your life. And there's a lot of inner work going on. It's like, what is really, what do I really value? What's really important to me? And how do I want to be seen by the rest of the world? What is my relationship going to be to the people that know me from now on? How are they going to see me? I think they're going to see you in a different way. Because there's been a transformative, it's been a transformative year for you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we have to, unfortunately, Sandra, we do have to take a break for commercials. But we are going to come back with the one and only Sandra Jennings, who's our famous astrologer. And, you know, you can email her at Sandra Jennings. That's SandraJennings at 85@gmail.com if you wanted to going to set up an appointment with her. But we do have just 15 minutes left. See how, I mean, not even that. We have like 10 minutes left. But we do have to take a break for our commercials. This is Linda Bott. We are live here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
On the paper, you should be love your neighbor. But I'm your man, and I'm just trying to do right. But I can see there's some trouble coming right here with this funky woman. The love I thought she had for me, and I see it's gone to some astrology. Well, baby, I can see your face.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
And that was popular in the 70s. I believe that...
It was foreshadowing.
It was the fifth dimension that did this. And actually, when I was working with the Dean Martin Gold Diggers, we used to open our show. When we didn't do I Am Woman, we did Aquarius.
Well, it's really indicative of what's going on now. And what's happening is human beings, we are carbon units. And we're interacting now with crystals, with crystal units, with silicon. And silica, and we're emerging, and a new creature is being born. It's not just Homo sapiens sapiens, it's Homo sapiens technologicons, because we're connected to something else that grows in nature. Crystals, they also grow, and we're using them, and we're actually transforming into a different type of a person that perceives things differently. Our actual DNA is changing. And some people do well with change, and some people don't. Many people just want things to remain the same. And so it's distressing when they see these outward signs of people in society walking along on the street with a cell phone in their hand, the screen is in front of their eyes, they're not paying attention to what they're doing, or the kid's always on Facebook because they think, wait a minute. What's happening here? People are losing regular human or American values. This is not how I grew up. But indeed, we are changing. So we have to pay attention. We have to recognize it, even if it feels uncomfortable.
Well, we're watching Ridley Scott produced called Raised by Wolves. And it's very sci-fi and very weird, but it is atheists and believers. You're either atheists or you're believers, and then there's just all this nanotecho, just, you know, crazy, like futuristic, like, well, what, you know, you're not on this planet, but you're on other planets.
We are on other planets, and it's like, are there other human beings around you, or are the only thing that you can relate to is something technological, a robot, or a computer screen, or a clone? And what is humanity? What is conscious awareness? And the very concept of what that is shifting now, because these societal planets mm-hmm. are in a sign that rules technology. We are aware how important and powerful technology is in our lives. Just looking back on this last election, the technology, the leaders of the tech world were more influential in this election than anyone knows. And so we have to learn from this. There's a part of us that has to accept it, but we also have to learn for it. It's a tool that we can use also, but we never want to lose touch with our basic humanity. And that is the fear when you watch a movie like that and see, well, people aren't being people anymore.
Well, we discussed at the break that I know you know, I grew up in the country, so for me personally, and I don't know any of our listeners out there, I know for me, I connect the happiest and the most balanced I feel if I'm not doing music is when I'm in the country and I can have no sound except for the sound of a brook or the wind or to hear the birds. And very much last year when I was coming out of like months of not being well, it really was the backyard. It was the butterflies and the bees and the birds that really just brought me back into wanting to be grounded in that beautiful part of nature. Well, we cannot lose that in our lives.
It's important not to. It's important not to lose touch with your basic reality, your basic, your humanity. And there is a silver lining for this next month, and it's there are certain planets in our solar system that tend to bring about ease and grace and benefit. There are two of them. Venus and Jupiter. And Venus is, especially on the West Coast in our time zone, is involved in a beautiful, it's called a trine relationship with the planet Uranus and with it's called the Ascendant. It's this place right here in time, you know, anchored to our location. And it's a traveling of energy, like a vortex of grounded energy that we can step into and make use of if we make relationships with other people that are loving and kind and recognize that we're going through a shift and we can connect more with divine mind, with the soul of humanity, with the mind of God, whatever you want to call it, that we all have that part, that connection to it within each of us. Sometimes you can look at another person in their eyes and you know, we're on the same wavelength.
Right, right.
We're vibing together. And that's what will get us through this next month when we see people around us going cuckoo.
Do you often do couples charts?
I do, and I love doing that because I compare the two charts, the two birth charts, and I combine them, and I see how one chart can receive the other person, the energies from the other person's chart, and it helps to give an understanding of how both people communicate. If they have a different style of communication, so they know, oh, wait a minute, I talk and I emote and the other person is quiet and thoughtful and mindful and so that you can have a meeting of the minds and be able to speak together and be heard and be understood. I look at Venus and I compare that. And that tells how people like to best relate and make relationships, what they feel comfortable doing, that's the relationship. And Mars, because Mars is a sense of physicality, and when people are in a relationship, there is a physical element, you can't ignore it. And so some people are very demonstrative, and some people are the quiet ones. So the chart will tell me the different variations and variables between two people so that they get to know each other better. A lot of times people don't ask those simple questions. How do you like to be touched? How do you like to be spoken to? Do you like it when I sing? Would you prefer if I were quiet? Do you want to go for a walk in the woods or do you want to sit quietly and look at water? Getting to know people's preferences and where they feel most comfortable is really important, and a comparison of charts can do that.
That's fantastic. Okay, so we've got just, I'm going to give you 1 minute before we start doing all of our wrap-ups here. I'm not going to give you. Would you please share with our audience, if you had to wrap up what you see coming up in the year, not just this next month, but in 2021?
Sure. There are many of the institutions that we have expected to service in a particular way are going to alter. They're going to change. So my advice is don't get upset about it. Pay attention and figure out, okay, if the bank is going to change, if the educational institution is going to change for my kids, all right, it's going to change. How do I learn to work with it in its new form?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be something there. There's nature abhors a vacuum. things just don't become non-existent. Something new will form. So find out what that is and foster it and do it locally, because we cannot depend on the authority to take care of us. We have to take care of each other.
I love that.
Locally.
Thank you so much for joining us. And speaking of local, tomorrow morning, Carl and I will be on the air, and we are going to work out something with Sandra to have her come on the morning show for a half hour, because I think it's just really good stuff. And once we have a standing with Sandra, it'll be great to get call-ins. And she'll be doing her homework. And like I said, you can find Sandra Jennings on Facebook, and or you could contact her at sandrajennings85@gmail.com and set up an appointment if you want to, or whatever it is. But we so much appreciate you joining.
Thank you so much for letting me be here.
Oh, I
just
really
have a voice.
I really enjoy everything that you bring to the table. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a break. And again, this is North State Now, and this is Linda Bott. Thanks, Jared. And thanks to the sponsors once again, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Tobacco and Brew, Country Kitchen.